This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, and manufacturers of engine water heaters for midgets, sprints, wingless, and all types of open-wheel dirt track cars. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Jack LeBrock.
Hi, I'm David Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert, and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Coming up on this episode of Inside Supercars.
It was just good to be on the pace, so looking forward to the race.
Two third places, and we've been doing everything we can to bridge the gap to the two T8 cars, which have been the benchmark, I think, this weekend.
So sit back and enjoy as Inside Supercars starting now. Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, I'm with Chaz Mostert, who's had a pole position again in this category. Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good weekend. It's always fun racing around here at the OzGP, but a few mixed results. Got fourth in race one, which was pretty good. I feel like we were a bit robbed from a podium there. And then yesterday we had a debacle starting a bit further back. So today's focus was just about qualifying, and we ended up qualifying third for the first race and first for the last race. So super pumped to get a pole. I haven't had one since 2021, Bathurst, apparently. So, it's good to know I can still do it, still bang out a lap time. But the car was pretty mega today. We'd learned a few things. We changed a few things. And it was just good to be on the pace. So, looking forward to the race.
I mean, this is obviously a track, a very fast track, one of the fastest we go to. And obviously, balance and flow are important here. And it's got that.
Yeah, it does. Balance, flow, big braking. It's kind of got a bit of everything here. And then you throw in the mix that it's got such a fantastic surface built for these F1 cars that the grip level's through the roof for us. So it kind of throws a little bit of a spanner in the mix throughout our year. I don't think the car you run here, you kind of run everywhere. So, we've had to adjust our car a bit on the fly compared to where we were at Bathurst, but it's been responding well, and it's obviously pretty speedy, which is good.
I imagine that you're one of those drivers who has not yet been to Taupo or Taupo. This will be well and truly for there, a nice little tight track.
Yeah, it's fairly different, and a lot of the tracks we go to are fairly different than here, so I just hope we get through these next two races pretty unscathed. Hopefully try and get some champagne and some trophies. Makes it always pretty nice to keep building confidence. And we had a bit of a bad race yesterday, but we just got to keep our eyes forward. So Taupo is a completely different thing. Kiwis will go pretty well there, the ones that have done laps. So we just got to be on our ball, but car's responding well this year, and we've got an adjustable ability in the car, which is great. So drawing a lot of positivities, just got to keep trying to do the job.
Indeed you have, and there's an extra incentive because Martine is here.
The main boss is here, Martine, so yes. Yes, it's always nice. She kind of brings a bit of calmness for me, and then you got Ryan, and then you got Zach that kind of brings on a bit of tension. So I'm glad Martine spends the most time here with us and keeps me calm, and seem to do pretty well when she's around as well.
All right, well, have a great race here now, Chaz, and we look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Welcome back to Inside Supercars. It's day three. Is it day three? Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Yes, it is day three. At Albert Park. And I'm here with the engineer who actually helped Matt Payne, because unfortunately he's in a blackout period now. Can't talk, but Jack can. And Jack Bell, you will tell us about the lap that Matt did. His first pole position. Your first in the main game.
Correct.
Had him before in the development series. But let us talk about the lap itself. So it was the fastest for this weekend so far.
Yeah, it was for Matty. It was a really good job. Like, we knew the track was going to be pretty fast first thing in the morning, and there'd been a fair few of the other categories run previous days. So, yeah, we knew the track speed was going to be there. We just had to deliver him a car to be able to execute on that. For Matt's credit, he did a fantastic job. Car was really good for him. He came back here and had no complaints, and it showed because he put it on the front row on both races, so really happy with that.
Indeed. So that was his best qualifying position for both races.
Yes.
So if your most recent's your best, then you're going the right direction.
Exactly right.
So he's also had So, of course, his first win was last year, which you enjoyed as well.
Correct.
But then you had two third places in the first two races.
Yeah, it has been a fantastic weekend so far. Getting those podiums has really sort of validated Matt's pace and performance he's been showing to us. And so, yeah, I've been wrapped with those two third places, and we've been doing everything we can to bridge the gap to the two T8 cars, which have been the benchmark, I think, this weekend. And so we've just been incrementally making our cars better and better, and it showed in qualifying, and now we've got to go execute in the race.
Now, as it turned out, he and Anton had a contact early in the race, and it was like almost lap one.
Lap one, turn four.
At the end of the race, lo and behold, suddenly Matt's wheel is looking very secondhand.
we had no idea. Like, he came over the radio and he wasn't complaining about anything in terms of something broken. But it wasn't until we got the car back in and someone sent me a photo down at the podium, because it was quite a short podium, condensed podium, so didn't get to make it down. And yeah, someone sent us a photo of it, and yeah, the wheel was barely hanging on still. So very, very lucky. Definitely going to take that one and bank that. But yeah, we got very lucky there not to have DNF'd.
Okay. So that was his third podium in supercars.
Correct.
And yours as well, of
yep.
course. And while you don't get to sit there and, you know, under the microscope, but obviously enjoy the accolades that go with it. He obviously is becoming more and more comfortable in where he is in the field. Interesting to see, you know, the 888 cars, both of them came back quite a bit from where they'd been so dominant, you know, on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, and I'm sure what sort of led to that per se. I mean, there are always a very standout and benchmark for the category, so I fully expect that we'll see them come race time. They've had very good race cars, but their qualifying pace was really good on Thursday. They didn't quite get it all together for one reason or another today, but I fully expect them to be moving forward and be up there come race time.
All right, thanks, Jack Bell. We'll look forward to seeing how this one pans out, and I'm sure you'll be watching very, very closely.
I will indeed. Nice, sir.
Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock. It's moments before race five of the 2024 Championship. I'm with Sam Potter, who is the engineer on, of course, Cam Waters. Waters? Yeah, Cam Waters. That's what I said. I said that wrong, but no. Car number six, anyway.
Yeah.
Sam, very consistent across those two qualifying sessions.
Yeah.
They were the fastest sessions of the weekend so far. Fastest pole time for the weekend in both of those races, qualifying sessions. Tell us about the session itself. I mean, obviously, to be so consistent is one thing, but to be so consistently fast is even better.
Well, we had predicted the track would be a little bit quicker this morning.
Coolness?
Yeah, the coolness and all that. But I guess we had that little curveball thrown out with the 10 minutes before the session started. We had that little drop of rain, which didn't really affect the track grip too much. And, it pretty much dried out very quickly. Cam on his outlap reported the track was dry and ready to go. So.
Okay. And you know, I mean, obviously you've been with the car for more than 12 months. And in that time, you know, things have changed this year. Obviously, you're on a very different tyre to what you were here last year. But you've also had a lot of changes to the car. He wouldn't be talking about any changes from last year because, obviously, been so many tracks, so many sessions. But do you see that reflected in the data?
Yeah, I mean, the cars are... There are some aspects of the car that are similar, but a lot of the car is different to 12 months ago for us. I guess when we first started with the car, the setup window was a bit of an unknown, and we've had 12 months of data now to sort of hone in on where we wanted to be. And of course, with the aero change we've had over the summer break, it also it changes the window a little bit as well.
As you know, for the first couple of days, the 888 cars were quite dominant, to in fact the point where several drivers have said they're sandbagging. They've got us on toast, we can't do anything about them. But in fact, they've come back quite a bit to the pack, haven't they?
Well, they came back a bit on in qualifying. They struggled a bit this morning on quality. I don't know if they missed the setup window with the track condition a little bit maybe, but I think in the races they still had a lot of pace in reserve. But it is one of those things where when you're leading the race and you dictate the pace, you can control how and when you want to use the tyre, and it's a lot easier to race when you're up the front than it is back in the pack.
Okay, yeah, and these cars are very prevalent to following behind a hotter car.
Yeah, like the aero wash and just the hot air, off, hot dirty air off the car in front.
Okay, did you see anything in any aspect of it where a new tyre or an old tyre, you used obviously a green set to go out for qualifying, was it first lap, second lap sort of thing?
First lap at the moment, we sort of struggled to get first lap over the past couple of green runs in practice on Thursday and quali on Thursday, but this morning was definitely first lap for us, which is obviously a bit of an improvement from where we were on Thursday. But yeah, the used tyre was also very strong for us.
Yeah, okay.
In the warm-up runs.
All right, wonderful. Thanks, Sam Potter. Have a great race.
Thank you.
Rob, we'll start with you. I say congratulations. Getting you back on the top step, of course. Can you please talk us through your perspective on that incident between Cam and Spain?
Yeah, it was pretty wild. First it was just good to get a good start and move up behind those guys. And, they were racing hard, like... I could tell Cam was blocking quite a bit, but Matt was pretty quick, pretty keen to get back through to the lead. So I knew he was going to have a crack down into 11 again, and Cam was blocking super hard. So it got pretty messy down towards the second last corner, and then I think Cam gave Matt a little rub, and Matt went wide, and I've snuck up next to Cam, and next minute they've tangled and off in the fence. So. Yeah, it was pretty hard racing for pretty early on in the race, and look, they're both having a crack out there. I've been in Matt's situation. You lose the lead, you want to get back pretty quick, and he's been real fast. So unfortunate to see that's how it goes. Obviously, I'd prefer to just, it's obviously nice to make the move on track, but unfortunate for those two.
Yeah, unfortunate for them, of course, but after what happened with you yesterday, a little bit of redemption for yourself.
Yeah, I was pretty fired up last night. Pretty disappointed with myself that I could make an error like that. Just literally my foot fell off, I missed the brake pedal. So, it felt like I threw away another one too. But to get another one today is pretty crazy. So we knew we got fast race cars. It was just about getting a clean start and moving through, which we both did. So absolutely pumped for the team, stoked to be back here. And we'll try again tomorrow.
And 12 points between yourself and your teammate next to you here. Starting from sixth tomorrow, it's a long from Red Bull
Cup. Yeah, it is. Yeah, obviously Will started sixth today and got up to second. So we'll see what we can do tomorrow. But Bjorn, obviously I threw away those few points. I've made a couple of little mistakes early in this season, which I got to work on. So got the pace, just got to neaten up a few little things.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a pretty cruisy race actually for me, because I got a really good start, got into fourth, and then the boys tangled. I think they were just racing hard, and it was unfortunate. It was cool to be behind and watch how hard they were racing, but just unfortunate circumstances from what I saw. And then pretty much from there, it was sit behind Brock till the end. Had a good little race with Chaz at the end there. He threw it down the inside, so that was cool. But really happy with the race. Yeah, I am. I think, I don't know why we sat on the grid for 30 minutes and didn't go racing, though. I think that we should have just done a 5-minute start again and had 19 laps or 20 laps. That would have been great. But, the no pit stops, I think everyone's having a really big crack straight away from the start. And it's making it exciting for the racing. I think you saw how urgent Matt Payne was trying to get past and Cam. So, yeah, I think everyone's enjoying it this weekend.
And yourself and Brock are the real contenders for Larry Perkins' trophy tomorrow. Personal connection with Perkins, of course, Perkins family. Yeah, what would it mean to get that Federer Cup?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It's a bit of a milestone, I guess. I haven't won that sort of thing yet, so it'd be awesome. Brock's starting sixth tomorrow. I'm starting ninth, and I believe whoever finishes in front of the other really is going to get it. So, I've got my work cut out for me, but... it's been a cool weekend for the team. We rolled out really strong at Bathurst, and to continue that this weekend, I'm pretty happy.
Congratulations. Chaz, welcome back to the podium. Of course, these results really important to keep yourself in the championship fight. So, yeah, talk us through
getting the races up. Oh, yeah. It's always good to get a trophy, but I'm not going to lie, I'm sitting here feeling like I just did a Bradbury. So, as these two guys punch next to us, and obviously to see the front two guys out there, Matty Payne and Nick Campbell, just getting quite taken out of the race. I mean, it's same as like Rob said, we wish to be racing him out there, but probably also a bit more dirty with the start, so it just didn't quite work out. So, yeah, overall, it's good to get a trophy. It's good to reward the team for a good qualifying position. We're really going to try and put these two guys under pressure when they just keep going 1-2 and no one's really getting amongst them. It's, it's a little frustrating. Don't do the same start today, hopefully. So yeah, it'll be a bit different. Obviously, a morning race. We haven't raced that early in the weekend, so we'll just see what the conditions are like. My car was pretty quick then, so I was having a pit crack at will. Didn't quite pay off. I was on the wrong side at the wrong time. But yeah, we'll just see how we go. It makes it a bit easier being another two forward. Hopefully, we can execute and get the reward.
And just your perspective on sprint racing format, as I say, the fans seem to really enjoy it. The racing is exciting. What's your thoughts?
Dash?
I don't know. I'm getting old, so I'm more of an enduro driver now than these sprint races. So I don't like all these young whippersnappers that got their eyes open, or even when Dave Reynolds has a Fruit Loop moment, he turns into a young puck too. So I like that karma races and a bit of strategy comes into it, and getting the engineers under pressure in the pits and getting to work out things that can change your outcome of your race. So I had a bad start today. I ended up fifth, really on track. I was going to finish fifth until two cars went out and finished third. So it's, other than having a big crack at wheel, there wasn't a lot going on at the point yet.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Going, so it wasn't a lot to see, but we'll just have to see how we go tomorrow.
Brock, just your thought then, just Will's mentioned it's off chase like strategy. What's your thought on the format and not having CPS? Does that work? Should we do that more often than not?
Yeah, I suppose this one's a bit different to normal for sprint races. Look, not going to lie, we're not all driving flat out for 19 laps of racing still. We still got to manage it a little bit. I think probably towards, the race that we had today was everyone flat out and, pushing for those certain amount of laps. So, yeah, it's still, you still do have to manage yourself a little bit out there. So it's not a 100% flat out effort the whole race. I think you've seen both myself and Will manage the races from the front. So, I am enjoying it. For sure, we do enjoy the long races. It's a lot of fun when everyone's on a bit different strategy. But look, for a fan on the hill, it's very easy to watch. You know who's leading, you know who's not. There's not pit stops to mix everything up. But there's still some things to fine tune.
And you mentioned before, yesterday. This is the third straight. This is the third one to the season. Like, already, you
Yeah, look, it's going to be a super long year. Obviously, you want to minimise those mistakes. Look, the big points certainly come maybe a little later in the year when it's 150 or 300 points per race. So, look, I do need to stop making those tiny little errors. Yesterday is probably the cheapest penalty I'll ever pay for that with only a 75 point race, but there's still points that cost us. We're still fighting for a trophy this weekend as well, so it's all costly, but I just got to learn from that. Tried to learn every time you make a mistake. I feel like you're learning more from those than some other races, so just keep chipping away, and I'm pretty hard on myself, so I was pretty fired up for a good one today.
Started off the pedal,
yeah.
Said, yeah. Same thing on Thursday. Is there a particular reason for that? Is there something
to
do with pedal
function? No, I don't think so. I think it was just an error. I was probably thinking about trying to set up for a fastest lap and too much other stuff rather than just focusing on finishing the race in a good position. So I was trying to set up and talk to the team about what the lap time was and what Will had just done. So yeah, for me it's probably just a little bit of lack of concentration of what the bigger prize is. So yeah, I'll learn from that and yeah, hopefully it won't happen again.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, we'll finish second today, so look, we got fast race cars. It's such a short race and last race of the weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another safety car. So we'll see what happens. We don't have to win it tomorrow. Well, this weekend's about consistency. So we'll try and have another solid result. What that will be is what it will be.
Yeah, I think that we've got fast cars. It just depends how, you know, if there's any damage or if there's any crashes, because as we saw today, I think if that race, if we didn't get past those guys and only had four laps to try to get past them, I think we would have struggled to win. So, hopefully the race goes the distance tomorrow for us to be able to work our way through the field. But if there's any safety cars and it gets cut short that much, well, it'll be a tough one.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media, or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited. Join in the conversation, post your thoughts on our Facebook page, and to ask a question, email insiders@sportradio.com.au.
This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, home of Black TI, bolts, kingpins, studs, and torsion stops. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.